fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Galatians 5:22. Growth. When we have the Holy Spirit of God within us, we should begin to see growth in our own spirits. This growth will manifest itself with true fruit. Just as a good tree puts out good fruit, so with the Holy Spirit we should grow good fruit. Just as one would expect apples from apple trees, there are also fruits that are expected in the life of a Christian. Love. Love is the first on the list. This is the love that Jesus told us we are to be known by as Christians. Love is what distinguishes the believer from the unbeliever. Love flows through us to others when we have love as the fruit of the Spirit growing within us. Joy. Joy is the next fruit of the Spirit. Pure, true joy is the joy we find within us, not so with life's circumstantial happiness, which is fleeting at best. Circumstances change about us daily, sometimes hourly. The joy that dwells within due to the Holy Spirit is genuine and is dependent upon God and not the ups and downs of life. Our joy springs from Him who is our eternal Father, not from the temporary joys of the world. Peace. Peace grows in the confidence that we have a God who will not fail us. Our security and safety rest in that peace of and from God Himself. The peace that Jesus promised us lives within. It is not the so-called peace of the world, but lasting and strong despite life's struggles. Long-suffering. We grow a long-suffering spirit within. It is a faithful patience that develops in the midst of the daily struggles and weary work we are often called upon to do. There is a developing sweetness in the toil, not a gruffness nor a spirit of anger when we are hard-pressed. Kindness. Kindness grows, and what a joy that kindness of the Spirit is within us. The world is made better by the kindness that rises to the fore in all situations. A kind word, a kind look, and kind acts change the world around us, one person at a time. Think of the blessing it would be to become the person from whom kindness flows. Such selfless kindness comes from the store God grows within us. Goodness. Goodness in spirit is a reflection of the very goodness of God in our spirits. To look gratefully upon the goodness that God lavishes upon us and to desire to serve Him better is key. We should pray to be more and more like Jesus and follow Him hourly to see goodness in spirit grow. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is the last fruit mentioned in this verse. True faithfulness manifests in the overwhelming desire to grow into the person that God created you to be. We should desire to follow God's commands and to lovingly serve Him all our days, desiring to never stray from God's path and remaining in His word will grow our faithfulness to Him. In conclusion, a good tree produces good fruit. That tree stays where it is planted and drinks in the nourishment God provides from the sun, soil, and nutrients. Likewise, our lives and the fruit of our spirit should stay close to God and take in the sun while drinking in the nutrients that God provides in His word, His commands, His Son, and His love for us. Keep close to God. Keep close to His Son, Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit live and guide you from within. Take nourishment from the Bible and fellowship with Him in prayer. Listen when He speaks. Obey His words and follow His lead. A harvest of good fruits. We will see a harvest of good fruits of the Spirit as never before in our lives.